Hey, and welcome back to Wind Against Tide. I'm Joey Fernand. We've got Dave Standing. We've got King Kong, Donkey Kong himself. Mr. Suraj is in the studio. Say hi, Suraj.
Hello, boys.
All right, guys. We've decided that this week there has just been far too much fishing news happening in Melbourne. Dave came over tonight. We have been pre-recording some episodes recently, but tonight we just have to recap on the amazing fishing out of Melbourne, and we're going to open it up with none other than the barrel 100 kilo plus bluefin tuna. They've been everywhere like rabbits all over the West Coast and around Melbourne this week, Dave.
Brilliant intro, Joe. Really enjoyed the vibe and the intensity that you brought with it. So we've just recorded a land-based snapper special with Suraj. So thank you for that, Suraj.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Joey, for inviting me. I feel fortunate to sit along with you boys and share my expertise and also learn from you all. And
So you're a couple of bottles of red in at this point, so we should get some good stuff out of Suraj as he's just warming up. He's just had a warm-up podcast, and now he's ready for the real deal as we go live.
And by the way, thanks to for your feedback from our Snapper podcast from last week. That was quite well-received, so we decided the feedback we got was there was quite a few land-based fishermen that really enjoyed the podcast and wanted to get some tips on how to do that. So, yeah, we brought in Suraj and we will have that one uploaded hopefully in the coming weeks for you all to review Suraj's notes on land-based snapper fishing.
That's right, Joey. Now, tuna, big tuna. This is what we love. It's been absolutely crazy in the last, more than a couple of weeks, but it's really kicked back into gear in the last week or so.
It's been absolutely world-class, Dave.
It has been, and there's been some brilliant fishing to be had. Mind you and I have managed to go out and not catch anything, but that's all right. I mean, I went out last Sunday. Let's start this story at the start, Joey. I mean, you and I were out having a lovely meal on Saturday evening after we'd put your tinny away. We'd put it away at my mum's house, actually, Joey.
We've rehomed my tinny.
To mum's house at Balnarring because Joey's had no room for it for the time being. So that was quite an exercise of its own. Joey had to store the tinny just so that his father would be pleased with its waterproof qualities. And that was quite an exercise anyway. But that's a whole other podcast, Joey. We ended up going from there out for dinner in Hastings. And as we just finish our beautiful meal, Joe says, "Oh, look, Fishing Online's gone live with a weigh-in," which they've been doing very regularly lately. And now where we were eating was literally about 100 metres away from Hastings Boat Ramp where Andrew Page and the boys weigh the fish. So Joey said, "Let's go over and have a look." So we ducked over there to have a look, didn't we, Joey?
Yeah, we did. And we saw two beautiful tuna weighed in. But mind you, Saturday was absolutely blowing its guts out. We were very surprised to even see that a tuna had been weighed in. But nevertheless, we'd seen these two tuna getting weighed in at about 8 o'clock at night. We headed over there and we were greeted by some fellows. And boy,
One of them had a Wind Against Tide hoodie on, didn't he, Joey? That was exciting to see.
Yeah, is it Sammy Zavant?
Yeah, a fellow named Sammy. I didn't catch his last name, but yeah. And he'd been out with young 6 metre Jack Anderson, Marlon Blackford, and another mate of theirs, I think it was Anthony, wasn't it? There was four blokes on the boat. Anyway, they had about a billion bites, had an amazing day on the Saturday. I'd been sort of thinking about going on the Sunday, but sick family members and stuff, I'd kind of canned the idea, but then I went down and saw the boys and they showed me a video. I've got to show this video, Joey.
Yeah, while you're getting that up, I think they actually were watching the weather calm off, and as it calmed off, they ducked out late afternoon, and this is what they were greeted with. You're going to see it up on your screen now. One of the most unbelievable barrel bites. So they're trolling now. There's marked fish on the sounder. The gannets are bombing. There's whales jumping everywhere, and we're just looking at the back of the boat now. And there's just been two explosions just behind the boat. They haven't hooked up yet, but barrels exploding.
So this is world class. And this is just out of Western Port.
He's on it again. He's on it. Still on it.
They're still chasing the boat at this point. Pack of barrels. It's a complete zoo out there. There he goes. Double hookup. Double hookup on barrel tuna.
So, and you can see there's one on the deck there already. So how is the joy in the boys' voices? That's the stuff.
My heart's still pounding just looking at that.
So you can imagine me and Joey went down and we're like, all right, I guess I'm going tomorrow. Joe couldn't because he had some brunch on or something, some excuse.
No, I'd work, but Dave quickly went into family negotiations as soon as we saw that fish being weighed in.
Yeah, I got a bit excitable. But you know what that video made me think about, Joey, is can you imagine how many fish come through our spread and we don't hear it, see it, they don't hook up and they miss the lure? Like, there had to be 20 fish in the spread there all having a crack at the lure. Yeah. And it wasn't right till the end, a couple of them managed to eat the lures.
Yeah, that's right. And they did actually, we just seen a double hookup on their video there. I think they had four shots or something crazy like that. But, you know, back in the days, we'd be lucky to have one shot of a fish a day. Like,
yeah.
It's just getting better and better.
It is. It made me think about it. And I was just happened to be looking at my my spreader barb bird off the front of the banger's teaser.
Oh, yeah. Tweety bird in the front of your banger's bar there.
Rich had only been swimming once, and here's what that looks like after one swim. So we've lost one big tuna on that recently, Joey.
Yes.
And it's obviously had another bite that's actually tried to eat the front bird of a spreader bar that we never even saw. So
phenomenal looking things, those banger spreaders bars in the water. We're not sponsored or anything, but like just the commotion and the noise that they create, really impressive bar.
Yeah, they are. So, but it just goes to show you that we must get a lot of bites, and you can imagine how many fish actually, you know, come up and think about eating lure and then don't commit. You know, the amount of fish that we actually connect to is probably only a fraction of what is, you know, under the surface. So
yeah, well, friend of the show, Mason Nicola, caught one yesterday at the eastern entrance, and he mentioned up on screen there, actually when he was putting the spreader bar out, it actually, the tuna grabbed the spreader bar and it hooked up that way just as he was putting out. Like, how's about that?
Yeah.
Like,
tin ass Mason.
Why can't that happen to us? You're just putting the lures out and then the tuna grabs it out of your hands, spread it out of your hands. Like,
I have hooked a couple while setting the spread in the past. And it's always a nice way to kick the morning off when that happens. So well done, Mason. He actually invited me fishing on that trip, but work, you know, Joey. So missed out again.
And he's also promised us some jarred preserved tuna.
I've
set it on air, so it's officiated
yes,
now.
Yes, Mason, yes, I like the idea of that. Hey, we've got a few people live tonight on the feed and a couple of questions there. Oh. So we've got Justin Church, who said, hey, boys, so how you going there? Daniel Jazzy. Hall, David Borg, White Whale, and Brock Ely. What's the latest? Brock Ely, shit, that's sorry.
It. Brock Ely,
what's
come
the latest
on.
Month in the year you guys have got a barrel? For me, I've got quite a few of them in late November.
November. So,
plenty of time left. I know a fish into December as well. So, we could be amongst them for a little bit longer, which Suraj won't be happy about, will you, Suraj? Because you want to go snapper fishing.
Absolutely, Dave. Yeah, I'm more interested in catching a few snapper for my family. So, I think maybe a couple of trips we can skip and put that time in snapper. That would be appreciated.
Yes, don't be ridiculous. We'll be going big tuna fishing, my friend.
No, so Suraj has told us a saying, and tell us the saying about what do you call a big snapper that you like to catch?
Big Daddy.
big Daddy snapper? Daddy.
No,
Big Barry
Daddy.
Barrel.
No, just Big Daddy.
Oh, Big Daddy. Okay.
Yeah.
Just Big Daddy. I think that'd be a great
I'm a Big Daddy.
Booty. You are a Big Daddy. A big stretch daddy.
Yes.
Don't ask what part of him stretched.
No. Okay. Very good. Where it's a late night show, so we can go wherever we want here.
What do you call big barrel?
Big barrel.
The barrel's big, but what do you call a big barrel?
Oh, I don't know. Do we just say jumbo?
Jumbo barrel.
Jumbo. Okay. A jumbo.
Oh, maybe we find a name for it.
Okay.
Just like Big Daddy.
Well, maybe the people that are watching tonight can suggest a few names.
Yeah.
Wow.
A couple of live reports coming through. Charlie Fishing went out yesterday and there was a lot of life. The fish were there. Just no bites. So the running theme this week is it's the old Facebook and social media thing, Joey, where it looks like it's crazy good fishing. And there is a lot of tuna there. But it's a small percentage of boats that are actually managing to get a bite out of a lot of people that have the same idea, trolling the same areas. It can be a little bit of a lottery sometimes, can't it, Joey?
Yeah, it can. And look, out of, we've got barrel reports, from Portland all the way through to, Cody Banks. And but when you're coming out of like, say, Western Port or even I'd say Port Phillip, there's just such a vast amount of ocean to travel. Like I think I punched it into my GPS. Flinders Bank, out towards Gunnamatta Way and then back towards Cady Banks. Like you're talking about almost a 150 to 200 kilometer stretch of ocean. And not to mention that, I'm hearing reports of barrels down Barwon and apparently the Flying Dutchman, he caught one off Anglesey on Monday and he caught three yesterday out of Brimley, kept one and released two. Like the man is just a remorseless catching barrel machine.
He's a gun. So legitimately at the moment you can go out of basically any port from Port Macdonald through to maybe even Lakes Entrance in the east.
Yeah, I'm surprised nobody's tried Lakes Entrance.
I really think in the next couple of weeks, if you even out of Port Welshpool or down that Prom region should be primed for some big tuna. And you can get on a patch of fish before boats get there, you're a massive chance. Hence why the boys had such a good day in the rough the other day because nobody else was out.
And there's plenty, the thing that's encouraging, there's plenty of life out there. Like, look, went out on Tuesday out of Flinders Bank and we were greeted at 7:30 in the morning with whales and gannets and seals and just the whole lot. We pushed down to Pyramid Rocks later on in the day. We seen whale and small patches of gannets and dolphins down there. But you speak to most of the other boats and where they're finding these tuna, it's not just blind patches. There is sea life associated most definitely with those bites. So it's incredibly exciting because quite often with such a vast amount of ocean to carry, to cover, there can be dead zones and good zones. But it seems like that good zones have really stretched right across the Melbourne coast.
Yes, Joey. As a good friend of mine once said, he actually lives this. I mean, some places you just go find a big dumb island or rock and you just troll circles around it and you catch barrels. And sometimes I do wish it was like that here in Victoria, but unfortunately we have to travel, fish various pieces of structure and water and look for current.
Current breaks, yeah.
And chlorophyll levels, and you need to be a scientist to diagnose. And krill. Where the fish are going to be. But, if we just had a big dumb rock we could troll around, that would be absolutely wonderful. But unfortunately, no. We have to do some travelling here in Victoria, which will shock some of our listeners, mainly people from southern part of Tasmania. Joseph?
Yeah, that's it.
So you quickly were touching on your report. I went out on Sunday and, boat galore. I was surprised how many boats there were because it was pretty windy. But
really?
The whole of Victoria's... as you said, they're all remorseless barrel hunting machines.
Yes, but, they are.
Here's a sample of the sort of stuff I saw on the sounder there. Like, you go through that and you think, geez, I've got to be a good shot of a bite here, but not to be, Joe. So you can even see that barrel there at the top. He actually came up and he was having a bit of an investigate of the spread and he deemed it not to be yummy, yummy.
Oh, man, when they're streaking up like that on the sounder, like usually once you've seen good marks like that towards the surface, like, reel's going to howl.
Yeah, that's right. But, the thing I did see was quite a lot of fish in this sort of mood, hard on the bottom. You can see there's actually one in in the bait there down there towards the bottom.
He's
having a good feed and
ignoring, like 40 metres.
That's right, 40 metres, and ignoring all the boats spinning around on top of them like idiots. So, yeah, when they feed, when you find them when they're switched on, you're definitely in with a good shot. There's plenty of fish around. It's just, you know, finding a patch that doesn't have boats on it already and being there during a bite time. So persistence is key at the moment, Joey. How about you run us through a couple of – well, I suppose we can go to it. Oh, Suraj, you got something to say?
Oh, Suraj, yes.
Yeah, guys, I searched for thesaurus for a battle, and there's a couple of words that the Google has spit out. So I'm talking about when I'm saying barrel, let's give it something like a big daddy. The Google is suggesting a couple of words. They're cask, drum, butt, vat, cylinder, tub, keg, and I don't know another one. But I think...
what about a silo?
I think drum will...
drum?
How about drum? Let's drum. Go and catch drum.
Is drum bigger than a barrel?
Sorry?
Is drum. A drum bigger than a barrel?
They are big drums, but barrels. What do you say, Joey?
I personally like the cask because it reminds me of Whiskey Club.
Ah.
We've gotten slightly off track here.
Well, I think that needs to be continued. What's
no, that's important. 100%.
What's the new name for big barrel?
Big barrel.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to. That's a journey again. I think. I suppose we'll take some whiskey. Maybe drinks.
Side mention. I find it quite humorous how upset some people get when you call a sub 100 kilo fish a barrel, like the word police joke.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen any of that happening? Oh, it's not 100, boys. You can't call it a barrel.
Yeah, that's
who made
it.
You the barrel police? There's no rule written anywhere that says it has to be 100 kilo.
No, there isn't, because it used to be 20 kilos or freaking nothing.
That's right. It used to be either one of those tiny little piss ants or you go up into the big boy club.
That's it. So
now we've got some of those mid-sized fish coming through. It does blur the lines a little bit, but glad we've got Suraj working on some new terminology there.
But I think your audience can definitely help us with some innovative words, I suppose.
They can. They're a smart bunch, Suraj. Yeah. Yeah. And given we've just sprung this on everyone, there's quite a good crowd there watching you come up with some great new terminology.
Suraj King Kong Donkey Kong himself is in the house. We don't even need to press the button today because we've got the great man joining us on this surprise Up Late Wind Against Tide podcast.
We'll get him to do a live one a bit later. All right, Joey, are you going to run through some reports? I reckon you should hit the report soundtrack.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Welcome to The Hookup, where we go around Australia and indeed the world for the freshest fishing reports.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's Barrel Mania in Melbourne, so definitely wanted to kick off tonight's segment with a couple of anglers that have done quite well this week. Portland is absolutely on fire for barrels. There's been a lot of people that have done well, but one that I saw yesterday, Cameron Orr from Port Ferry, did quite well. He got a 91 kilo barrel and a 60 kilo. So, you know, a lot of boats getting not just one but two at the moment, Dave, which is pretty cool.
As I've once said, Joey, you're down there at Portland, you could dangle your penis in the water and you'd probably catch a barrel at the moment.
There's a few lures that look like penises, so you probably could dangle it in the water and you get a nibble.
It's very good fishing down that way at the moment, Joey. And
it is. Maybe some people got to drive 5 hours instead of 1 hour.
And Port Macdonald as well is back on fire. Didn't you know that?
I didn't.
Yep, Port Macdonald is back on fire.
Returning to the Mac, you reckon?
Yep, that's right. So, you know, if you're from down that way, I don't think you'd be travelling our direction anyway, but plenty of great fish down there, and I'm tipping there's bugger all crowds because they're all at home down our way on the big tunas, Joe. What else you got?
Well, you know, out of Western Port, you know, there's a list a mile long, but I just made a short list of people that have done really well this week. We've got Memphis Hurren, who's been absolutely going really good on the local tuna. How many tuna do you reckon Memphis is up to?
three, maybe four. I was trying to work out if you got one today as well.
Yeah.
Well, you might have. Well, either way, well done, young fellow.
Doing some really good stuff along with 6 meter Jack as well. He's been doing absolutely well. He was on board that double on Saturday night, as we mentioned. Chris Kassar, Kassar Fishing Charters, he's been doing absolutely...
How about we just go to the official Melbourne Tuna directory here, the Fishing Online.
Sure, I'm happy with that.
And we can go through it that way.
Let's do it.
I mean, we won't do them all because there's been a shitload.
It's been quite a lot.
So just today we had one here. Who'd we have here? Mick Brattain, Paul Barton, a couple of local fishing identities, and a third person, which I do not know. But anyway, there's a beautiful fish, 72 kilos. Oh, well, I guess that third person's probably Lee Jones. 72 kilos, gilled and gutted, which is great to see a lot of people cleaning their fish before they bring them in, Joey.
That's it. It's great to see that culture start.
People are really starting to look after their catch. So this is another one, came in on a red Staby craft, which Memphis may or may not have been on, not sure. But anyway, they've come in with one today, Joey. And
awesome.
Another one from yesterday, which was Josh, Daniel, Lee and Lee. So Josh's boat stolen. He's been absolutely killing it, catching heaps of fish recently. Geez, there's a lot of fish.
That's what I mean, man. Like, far out. It's very exciting. We could not go live.
We had to cover this one. Now, a shout out to a few of these anglers. You've already mentioned a few of them, but some really consistent ones. Chris Kassar, Gwayne Blake, Adrian Ludier, a solo fish on his own.
Yeah, he's done it this week.
Mason Nicola. I'm going to leave people out here. There's been heaps of people that have done really well.
Yeah.
But great to see everyone amongst them. Have you noticed any trends in the lures this week, Joey? The methods used to catch them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've noticed the which I had a bit of lighthearted fun with this lure a couple of months ago. The Nomad DTX, the deep diving lure, the one that I was wasn't impressed that it mimicked a neon tetra, which was one of the most smallest fish in the aquarium world, but no, this Nomad DTX has been absolutely killing it. How deep does this one dive, Dave?
Credit where credit's due, Joey. It's a friggin' monster, this thing, by the way.
And it's huge. And look, I actually did run this lure Tuesday. I didn't do any good. Look, found the life and all that, but we just did not have the boat on those feeding tuna. But anyways, this Nomad DTX, it kept up with the skirts. So we were trolling big skirts. And normally when you're going quick-ish with the skirts, like with other bibbed lures, some of them do tend to pop and not swim straight. But this one swam beautifully for us, trolling all day in good conditions.
This will sound like an ad, but they do swim quite good. And it's got like this self-straightening bib. So it's got like a little thing that self-corrects, Joey.
Oh, yeah. So it's up to the camera.
Bit hard to tell. See, it's got like that metal bit that wobbles, so it's always pulling straight.
Yeah.
But good thing is, comes with really strong terminals, big split rings, big hooks. So it's kind of ready to go out of the packet.
These look sharp as hell.
Yeah, so a few people have caught fish on that this week.
Are these stainless?
No, I reckon they're coated.
Oh, yeah.
Coated chemically sharp. Maybe not. I don't know what they're made of, but they're a coated hook.
Yeah, but so definitely a few fish have been caught on the Nomad DTX. 40 feet it dives to. There you go.
That's allegedly.
Crazy deep.
But yeah, Dimitri, local fishing celebrity, he caught one on that earlier on Sunday when I was out.
Fishing with Dimmer.
And Memphis got one on that yesterday, so it's a bit of a hot lure. The other one is the ever-reliable JB Dingo.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of fish coming on various size bullet-headed lures as well. Your Bonds, Exocets, Mackenzie Bullets, Bass Strait lures.
Yes, absolutely.
Been getting a few fish lately. They're just starting to come on. And, plenty of options out there for everyone.
Yeah, and on the spreader bar as well, some of those bullet-headed and cut-face skirts connected to a spreader bar.
That's right. All right, so out of all those fish, we've got the man here. We've got to give a King Kong, Donkey Kong. Can we get a live King Kong, Donkey Kong, Suraj?
King Kong, Donkey Kong.
Nah, come on, man.
Big battle.
Oh, can, mate, I've heard better.
Yeah, it doesn't come naturally.
All right, well, luckily we've got a button for it.
You know,
just in case.
You know why? Because he's not catching snapper, so he doesn't give a crap.
Yeah.
Get it.
All right.
King Kong, Donkey Kong, mate. Look
at this. It was like, before it was like Krusty the Clown. King Kong.
Like we were holding him at gunpoint. At gunpoint, forcing him to come out with that one.
One more time again.
King Kong, Donkey Kong, mate. Look at this.
Here he is, King Kong, Donkey Kong. All right,
we're going OJ Wind against Tider. Adrian Wachau-Ludier with 102 kilo tuna solo on last light, western entrance of Western Port. JB Dingo.
Done extremely well. He had just a small patch of gannets and his sim rad lit up with three beautiful strikes. Three beautiful like strikes on his screen. It was glassing out. And on 24 kilos, his Tiagra absolutely howled. And in glam conditions, he fought that into the sunset.
Can't really get much better. And this is the exact lure, Joey. It's a JB Dingo in big dog colour. Like the amount of barrels these things caught, not this specific lure. This one has caught a couple though. But that pattern and that head, quite outrageous. But there you go. Bit of a pilly imitation. Always worth having one of them out. My voice is starting to go here, Joey, so...
Yeah, that's okay.
If you want to tick off a couple of other items on your list.
What else we got here? I saw a beautiful Chinook salmon, Zav Elal. He's been getting stuck in the barrels, but he did sneak into Lake Bull and Mare and caught a beautiful Chinook salmon. I thought that was a noteworthy report as well.
Chin dogs.
Little chin dog. We've gone from 100 kilos down to a few kilos, but that's okay.
No, well, some would deem that a more impressive fish.
Definitely. The snapper in Western Port have been really hot in Coronella. I feel like there was some kind of snapper feeding event that's happened in the last two or three days. Dave, if you'd agree with that.
Yeah, I've just coughed up a lung, so I'm feeling a bit better now. The snapper, Suraj.
Suraj.
The snapper.
Look, I said snapper. Yeah. What do you think?
Perk up. Good snapper fishing last...
I think this season's going to be a good snapper season.
So do I. You know why? Yeah. Because... what do you think ruined it last year a little bit?
I think it's the rain and mostly the rain coming because they don't like that. They need certain kind of salinity level. So, you know, it was hard to predict their movement, I think, and rain and fresh water. It's not a condition that a snapper would like.
So, yeah, last year it's like every time it came up in temperature to a point where it might trigger a bit of a feeding pattern, we got a lot of rain in.
Rain, yeah.
And it dropped it right back down again. So, sorry, guys.
No, they're all right. The snapper been going good in Coronel. Has there been any snapper in Port Phillip?
Yep, Calvin Bertaccini got stuck into him off Carrum yesterday morning.
Oh,
he's fished to 8 kilo. Absolute gun the man is.
What a gun.
So, yeah, I've seen certainly a couple come from Port Phillip.
I saw another thing on the social.
You know what, Dave? That snapper that Kevin's got, it wouldn't be considered as a, you know, snappers around. They are around, but I think Callan has some kind of a ground or something because snapper has a pattern, right? You know, they are coming through the heads and they sort of stay in certain area for certain days, and there could be some reef or something like that. But I wouldn't say that this started yet, though. They're just sort of maybe they're coming into the bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's unusual
to catch a 8 kilo snapper in where? What did you say? Carrum, right?
Yeah. Well, he went out of Carrum. He could have been anywhere, couldn't he? You know what shifty snapper fishermen are like.
He might have made his own reef too.
Yeah, but we are.
That's the point I'm saying because, yeah. See, with the snapper, you know, I went to the fisheries website and then I did a bit of a read up that their patterns almost quite same. Like last year, if they came around in October, they were in Faulkner Beacon at 4th of October. This year, it'll be around maybe 2nd of, you know, 6th, depending on, of course, the moon and the tide and the other factors. But roughly the time they will be there. And it is so fascinating that they follow the same pattern. They stay in one place. Sometimes they stay for 3-4 days, and next year they come again. They stay for 3-4 days, and wherever it goes.
Yeah, it's predictable.
Yes, absolutely, especially in Port Phillip Bay.
Yep.
Well, you know, speaking of predictable, I feel like the last few weeks out of Coronella, definitely those beautiful warm mid mornings seems to trigger some kind of snapper feeding event. So.
Yeah, I would say we're right on the precipice of snapper season starting to kick into gear, Suraj. I mean, the temp's going to tick up a little bit any minute now and really trigger a bit of a feed. We're already seeing it in Western Port, as Joe said, Coronella region, where it starts to come up a little bit earlier than everywhere else. But we're on the precipice, so.
And how's those squid been going? I hear the squid have been a bit tough in Western Port in the last couple of weeks. A lot of people complaining, like even my Uncle Tone went out of Flinders on Sunday and said the water was beautifully clear, but no squid. And I don't think he saw the barrel fishermen either, but yeah. Have you heard of any good squid happening at the minute, Suraj?
No, I've only fished with Dave for squid so far. So
it's been very slow, hasn't it?
We've had quite a slow start.
And I've heard similar reports from nearly everyone in Western Port. It's been a real struggle. I mean, some people have found a patch of them, but overall it's been a grind. So
some areas of Port Phillip seem to be doing good. We're here down the Grapevine.
Port Phillip, yeah, a lot more consistent, I would say, than Western Port at the moment. But g'day, Shane, on the live feed. Yes, we've gone live just for you, my friend. I'm glad you found us.
Yeah, we know how much you enjoy it, so we hope that brings you great joy.
And I wish you were here sculling down some red wine with us and Suraj, because I think that would be a good laugh. You and he together especially, so we'll make that happen down the track, Joey.
His voice is very soothing. It's very calming. It's very. He's like a spiritual guiding, leading monk. I would say.
Not like myself, coming off the back of yet another bloody sickness.
Yeah.
I've lost my voice again, so I'm starting to actually struggle for this recording, Joey. So thanks for trying to cover for me there. I appreciate that. Having said that, I reckon we may start to tidy this one up a little bit.
Oh, a couple of announcements before to round out the show.
Yes, some bookkeeping. We are doing a season launch party.
That's right. We are rolling out the season premiere red carpet royal event, Fishing with Fergie. He's got season 3 ready to go, and you're all invited to his launch party, which will be held back in the southeast at Poker Face on November 16th. All is welcome. It's going to be pizzas and a door ticket. And we all know Fergie, he's got a lot of contacts and there's going to be some lot of great giveaways and prizes. We'll also be cutting a live Wind Against Tide podcast on stage, which will be recorded. We're going to be right in the middle of fishing season, being mid-November, so I think there's going to be quite a bit to talk about. And it was a lot of fun last time we did a live show at Poker Face as well. So it was a great turnout and we really enjoyed, we're being like Santa Claus and giving prizes and having drinks. And, it was a great actual catch-up opportunity with some people. We were actually putting faces to the names, people that really did enjoy the show. And it was just so awesome to see everybody come out for that. So another live event. Wind Against Tide at November 16th at Poker Face. But before November the 16th, you can actually get down to see us at the Melbourne Boat Show at Docklands. That's right. The dates for that one, Dave?
So the BIA the Melbourne Boat Show is going to be on the, what are the dates? Late October, 26th to the 29th. Joey?
Yep, okay.
And also, Dave, if you can, give the website address if people who are interested. So we
Good call, Suresh. Yep. MelbourneInternationalBoatShow.com.au if you want to get on board that. So we'll be there from Thursday, 3 p.m. through till 7, Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. till 7 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Love to see you all there. We're going to have a heap of new merch down there.
We've got Jonah Hick from Tasmania. He's coming down and he will be... He'll be on store.
He'll be shaking hands, kissing babies. And I've just flicked up our new design on the screen there for you, Joey.
Oh, yeah, yep. Suraj, you going to be at the boat show?
Yes, definitely. I'll be there to help Dave with logistics and help him. I'll be there.
Good man. And the original King Kong, Donkey Kong, he'll be there. Suraj will be there. And as Dave mentioned... here is our new design here.
We've lost them. Hang
that's
on.
Okay.
I'm coming back.
Yeah, we'll come back to that.
Tech issues, Joey, tech issues. But here that's we go, okay. We're back.
We're back.
So new design, just hot off the press. We'll be printing that on some hoodies, so if you want one of them, you'll be able to get one at the boat show. Very exciting, Joe.
Oh, I'm pumped. I wish I could be there, but I will,
I will be there
in spirit.
You have better things to do, basically.
I'm returning to exotic fishing.
You are?
Yeah.
The pond of glory.
That's it.
To catch, what are you going to catch?
I'm going
to
catch Arapaima.
Yeah. The one that got away because...
Arapaima. I probably got to work on my six pack and take my shirt off and hold it in the water.
Your dad's in the other room. We should get him in and interview him about the great Arapaima loss.
Oh, yeah, we could.
If we had given him the heads up.
Yeah.
He's a bit shy, not like his son. But
after my mum.
Actually, that's on our YouTube channel if you want to have a look at Joey going wild in Thailand.
Yes, that is definitely our YouTube. And we encourage you to also go back through our archives of YouTube videos and like and subscribe because we do have a lot of fishing videos. It's been a bit quiet lately. We've been a bit busy, but we've made sure we've just tried to keep punching out this podcast. But as the weather heats up and the days get longer, we're definitely going to schedule in some more fishing time to bring you guys some great videos.
Oh, I sure hope so, Joey. I sure hope so. Hey, I want to take us out of here. Watching cool barrel videos made me think about this one that I filmed, never went to air. This one is from back in circa 2017 at Portland. Those boys got a pretty big hook up on camera, and I want to show my version of that. Fishing with good mate Nigel, Portland, back in the day. Have a look at this, Joey.
All right.
Marking fish on that.
Yeah. Even the sounders are old school back then.
So. Yeah. The birds are not old school though.
It's still the same tech.
Still the same birds.
Right under it.
Oh, isn't it just a beautiful thing?
Watch this short corner.
Yeah! I saw it too! You must have got that.
See that one? It's exciting. I just thought I'd crowbar myself into the conversation.
There's nothing better.
So
I want to go barrel fishing again.
I know, I was just hyping this up. Finishing off with a bang. There you go, Joey.
Guys, this is Melbourne Barrel Mania. So if you're interested in catching a big tuna, now's the time to
get amongst it.
If you've got a mate that's got a big, powerful boat, you know, get on board, chip in some fuel money, go and experience it. It's world class. I can't think of anywhere else in the world getting that many 100-kilo tunas a day.
Slightly awkward. We've just had Simon Webster join us saying he's here, and we were literally wrapping up Simon, I'm afraid. But, hey, I've got one thing we hadn't covered, Joey. I know we're rambling on a bit here.
That's all right. I think people are enjoying it.
I'm not naming the guy because I genuinely feel so bad for him, but what's the worst way you've lost a dream fish, Joe? Like, have you got a short story of your own? Because I want to tell you this one.
Yeah, the gaff snapped.
Yeah, that was pretty sad. Well, why'd you have to bring up that memory? That's fresh, you bastard.
Sorry, all I just right, thought so I thought I'd just tip him, like there was some salt in the wound, but yeah, I think I would just tip some tequila in the salt and lemon in that wound.
So I had a mate out today. He was out this morning. First workup he went through, looks good, real screams off. He's on, dream Melbourne fish. The fish comes off. Damn, drop the fish.
Yeah, that's pretty normal.
Brings the lure in and has a look at the hook just to check everything's all right. There's still a plastic sheath over the hook. Oh. When he told me that, I was like, you poor bastard. I couldn't think of a worse way to, like, oh, how annoying is that?
But how did he hook in the first place, Dave?
He like, didn't. It just hung
he
on.
He didn't hook on. It's grabbed it in its mouth and there's no barb because right. The plastic covers yeah. over the barb. Oh, you always yeah. got to make sure to take off the little plastic sheath over the little barb. Out of the lure packet.
Well, I don't know where that even came from. None of my hooks come with a plastic sheath on them, but yeah. I haven't named the man, but I'd feel sorry for him.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Simon Webby, OFP 500. Okay. That must be his registration.
Yes. Anyway. All right, Joey.
All right.
I've got no voice left.
We'll see you guys.
It's been a big night.
We'll see you guys next time. Take care.
Love you all. Oh, yes, I need to do this.
And Suraj is in the house.
King Kong, Donkey Kong, mate.
Next time we catch a... What? Cask, drum.
A drum.
Suraj. Suraj, listen. Big Daddy.
Yeah, Big Daddy, definitely. Yeah. But I wish you boys success with the drum.
You'll catch the big...
Drum big daddy. Is 150 plus.
Yeah. But drum's bigger than a barrel.
Big Daddy.
Huh? Yeah.
Big Daddy.
We appear to still big be Daddy's podcasting.
Big Daddy's for snapper, mate.
Big Daddy.
Oh. big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
big drum.
Big Daddy.
Good night, everyone.
Big Drum Daddy.
Okay.